The phrase of the 13th chapter is, Saul reigned 1 year. Now there's a lot of conjecture as to exactly what this means. The literal translation of this means that he was the son of 1 year, which ordinarily talks about the time of one's birth and tells you how old they are. But it probably means, just as it's translated here, that this has a reference to the first year of his reign. And we're going to see in this 13th chapter the great fall that Israel took, the great degradation that the king Saul took, and the troubles that came upon them during the second year of his reign. So this phrase about Saul reigned 1 year probably has to do with all that had happened up to this time through this speech that Samuel had just made in the 12th chapter, and all the events that occurred during the first year of his reign. Now we know that he was appointed during this time. He was anointed twice. They had this great assembly at Gilgal. And part of this time also, Samuel was co-serving and functioning along with Saul as king. Samuel was still praying for the people. He was still teaching the people what was good and what was true. And so things went well the first year of Saul's reign. But as he moves into the second year of his reign, then we see the great decay begin to occur. We don't know exactly what the people did. We don't know exactly what the great turning point was. But in the second year, things really started to fall apart. And so the rest of that first verse of chapter 13 says, And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. This second verse shows the choosing and organization of the army that Saul had, and we see that he chose 3,000 men. He commanded 2,000 of these men in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and then he had 1,000 of them to be commanded by his son Jonathan in Gibeah there in Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. He sent them all back home again. Now this would be too large of an army to have just as his personal guard, and just to have standing as a personal garrison around the area where he was ruling, but it would also be a very mostly too small army to be attacking the Philistines with. So it was poor judgment either way you look at it, whether it was an army for his own personal protection, too large, or whether it was an army for the protection of the nation, too small. But this error in judgment seems to be a turning point in the great difficulties that Saul had. Well, our time has expired at this time. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is NC Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.